Now hear me out. Maybe it's not that bad. Like, nobody wants to go to the elemental plane of farts.
On account of all the farts.
Exactly. But say you were born in Tootsville. Stand to reason, you probably wouldn't mind when the monsoon winds bring the egg season.
You're not back on the eggs, are you? This little huffer can't take the swings.
Nah, I'm taking a break. Except deviled at, you know, special occasions. But I'm just saying, like, if the Dogwood wins, maybe we'll get used to it.
I don't know, Sarge. I don't think deathlessness works on stink rules.
Nah, you're right. I'm just dooming and glooming.
Yeah, we're all scared.
Fellas, everything okay?
I was just saying, maybe once we're all rotten in the Dogwood, it'll be like a new normal.
I'm surprised at you boys. You two are the most driven and optimistic people I've ever met. It's infectious in every sense of the word.
Maybe we're already infected.
Stop that, Dirk. I know I can't just say don't think about it and make everything better. But what I can say is that ideas like this have a way of growing the more you water them. Try to remind yourself that we don't know what's going to happen. And more importantly, we can't know. But we do know that we have a choice in how we spend the time we have. Take some time for yourself. Indulge in something that brings you joy. And let that moment exist without a future. Eat a salted caramel bratwurst. Compare dumpster aesthetics of local restaurants. Set me up for an embarrassing prank. Just nothing wet. But do it without the expectation that it has to happen again to be worth doing.
I saved a few beefers for a rainy day, and baby, the clouds are rolling in.
And Sarge, you're bumming Dirk out. You want an exercise? Try flexing your creative muscles and imagine what victory might look like. Then embody that success. Picture the idea of what is to come as a weight. Shred those brain pecs and get a fine hoist going.
I get you. I'm sorry for bringing the room down. Don't worry about it, man. You're cool.
Want to help me pick out stoats for a thing unrelated to anything said in this conversation?
Sure thing, man. I got a guy who slings mustards. He can get you a killer deal on bulk badges.
Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
The Devourer has consumed the soul of Crom, half of the soul of your dear friend Gaspar. The other Devourer charges Wusha and attacks.
Can I use glory to give it disadvantage?
You can.
Considering this is the very last turn in this round, that's a good use of glory.
Nice. Yeah, that's a good point.
Does a 17 hit?
No, it does not.
Hey, look at that. It swings at you with one of its claws and then attacks you with the other two.
Oh, God.
Oh, it's one of them. One of those three clawed boys.
My AC does go up by 4 since it attacked me previously. Oh, thanks, yeah. Rangers.
The vast mound of flesh manifests 3 giant clawed appendages. They can't be called hands or arms. They are simply designed to murder. And as it swings at you, it misses all 3 of its attacks.
Woosha, woosha, woosha.
Move like water.
Woosha, woosha, woosha. At the end of the Devourer's turn, Gaspar takes 3d6 soul wound damage.
Oh!
Oh!
5.
That what?
Is a lucky fucking roll,
yeah,
yo.
Could have been fucking worse.
I think you're not rolling stats.
Jesus.
At the end of the Devourer, that makes it the top of the round, lair, and recharges legendaries.
I love that.
With Penny on deck.
The Lich reaches down and digs its fingers into the grave dirt. The bones that surround you begin to coalesce as skeletons manifest themselves.
Oh, man.
He's just going down the Lich playbook. Ghouls, skeletons.
Goblins.
People's knees.
Hamburger boys.
The burger boys.
The five guys.
Oh, shit. I conjure burger and fries.
These skeletons are functionally the same stat block and the same turn as the ghouls.
Alrighty. I haven't crossed them off the list yet because that one survived last time.
Unfortunately, I can't do that again until I use the rest of the layer actions. All so, right.
I don't know that that's really that unfortunate. That makes it Penny's turn.
Halifon, you are washed over with memories. Ones that aren't your own, but feel familiar. Unseen parental figures lift you up, brush you off, kiss your boo-boos. And Nelly is going to drop a 6th level heal. And I'm going to spend 6 metamagic points to twin it, hitting both myself and Halifon.
Gross!
So we each heal 70 hit points.
All right.
Very nice.
That a girl.
I learned it from watching you. And then with my bonus action, I'm going to give Gaspar Bardic Inspiration. Don't die! I love you!
So inspiring.
No promises, but I love you too.
Does that take care of your turn?
I feel like I'm a little inspired now. I'm done.
All right.
With his legendary action, the Lich is going to fire 1 Ray of Frost.
He's really digging that spell.
Oh, yeah. It's literally his only cantrip.
Oh, okay.
It's a very good spell.
It's his only attack cantrip anyway. The rest are all just like, oh, yeah. Oh, sorry. Hold on. He pulls out a deck of cards and they all suddenly look like they're diamonds. Woo! Does a 26 hit your AC, Wuja?
Yes, it does.
Cool.
I am going to use nothing. I'm just going to take it.
You take 20.
Ow.
Ow.
The cold you feel is the permafrost of the grave. Bodies, thousands strong, freezing to death in the cold, frigid north.
That makes it Gaspar's turn with Iavos on deck.
Gaspar is going to do some phantom parkour, disengage from several of these skeletons, and make his way to that swollen belly of a devourer.
Beautiful.
I'm then going to attempt to drive my saber into that stomach and then hover around it to try and create an exit wound.
A beautiful Matryoshka doll.
Hmm. Well, I'm adjacent to him, so you should have sneak attack.
That's going to be a 29 to hit.
That's going to hit.
So that is going to be... So, Jorge.
Jorge.
That's what I heard, too.
21, 31, 48. That is going to be 48 piercing damage.
Well, because he is technically a soul wound minion, that does 0 damage and 1 soul wound hit.
Rude.
Yeah, got baby. Me. You know what? Best part, we can cut down on the rolling on these bad boys.
You technically did max damage.
You did.
Yeah.
Maximum damage.
It's but finally
you also
happened.
Did minimum damage, so I rescind my fist bump.
In a rare instance, Gaspar was the one who was robbed.
Can I get my soul back?
As you slice through the putrid flesh of the creature, you notice that it just seems to continue. More flesh, more manifesting. But the wound you left is still there, lurking beneath the layers upon layers of old, rotten, ragged skin. That brings us, again, to Das Lich, who just can't get enough of that whoosh baby.
That's fair.
20?
20 will hit.
I see. Unfortunately, the whopping 12 damage he does isn't exactly earth-shattering.
Oh!
After the legendary action, it's Iavos with Wuja on deck.
Before acting on his own, he's going to use his bonus action to have his spiritual weapon, the glowing plowshare with the skeptic's crest, bury itself into the devourer on this side of the battlefield because it is the closest target, and fuck that guy. Does a 30 hit.
It does.
Thanks, Wand. I'm not going to roll damage because it's irrelevant. He takes a point of soul wound from the plowshare.
Excellent.
I look Penny in the eyes and I say, this is about to get very, very dangerous. Take care of yourself. And I back into my arcane gate and reappear in the middle of a massive horde of ghouls.
What are you doing?
And I hold an object high above my head. It is the bell of the third born. And I say, oh, you're hungry? Well, dinner's served. And I ring it loudly.
I need them all to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Yes.
Even these two death knights. Everyone but the people in the bubble.
I like that.
Fucking bubble buddy.
We will start with the Devourer 1. Devourer 1 got a 5.
No.
Devourer 2 got a 10.
No.
Let's go ahead, and I'm going to say all of the ghouls on this side get one, and all the ghouls on this side get one.
That tracks.
Ghouls over here got a 2, and ghouls over here got a 6.
So you could add them together, and you might not have hit it yet.
Death Knight 1, that is a 14.
Not yet.
And Death Knight 2, that's a natural 1.
Oh,
I got them all, baby.
Oh,
just
man.
A 100% success rate.
Are you telling me both Leonard and Bobrinth fail?
You mean Nimoy?
Nimoy's so back there.
My command to all of them is to destroy each other.
Ooh, okay.
I want the ghouls to attack the legs of the devourers, the devourers to wail on the ghouls, and the two death knights to just go for each other. And with the rest of my move, I will provoke 2 attacks of opportunity and step back into the arcane gate.
I don't think they can take reactions.
Oh, because they're mind control.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. So I fucking peace out of there and just
step in.
Yeah.
Get a ding-a-ling-a-ling.
And step back and be like, that could have ended really badly, but it actually went quite well.
Dinner is served. It's you.
I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
And that is my turn.
As soon as the bell rings, foul slaver pours from their mouths, their eyes frenzy, and they are driven mad with the need to follow the order of the bell. As a legendary action, does a 16 hit?
No, it does not!
Hot damn!
Woo-ha! I mean, whoosha!
This lich is just fucking on the whoosh.
The beam of frigid energy goes just past you. He must have been distracted as his entire army turned against itself.
Leave me alone, that's body shaming, that is.
He's intelligently trying to kill us one at a time.
Whoa.
And now, Wusha for a rebuttal with the Death Knights on deck.
Fuck yeah. Like trying to move through a large group of people taking a photograph of each other, Wusha turns to the side and says, oh, pardon me, excuse me, pardon me. As he gets into the clear, he is going to lift Storm Tusk up over his shoulder and huck it at the Devourer on Queen's West twice.
I like that.
Now, this didn't come up, but I feel like it's fair to say that based on regular turn undead rules, the second one of my allies hits him, he stops getting mind controlled. Does that seem reasonable? It seems good in the scenario.
Yeah.
It's just the one guy, so.
Yeah. I figured that was a risk worth taking.
I'm way on board. I just thought we should maybe see, like, oh, now I know how this really works.
Hell yeah. The first one, is it 29 versus his AC?
You know, that hits him.
I had a feeling it's going to be 1 soul damage.
Like that.
The second one is a crit.
Beautiful, beautiful.
For 1 soul damage.
Don't you love wasted crits?
You know what? No, I still did 1 soul damage to this fucker, and that's that much closer to not my problem anymore.
The electrical and concussive force as it slaps into the belly rips open rends inside of it. But you can see, almost feel, the necrotic energy that seems to hold the soul in place, and he is still contained.
Soon as you get rid of Ghostbur, I'll stop. My turn's over.
Beautiful.
All right. With the Lich having used all its legendary actions, that makes it the Death Knights.
Excellent. The two Death Knights that are nearest to the battle charge each other and immediately begin striking with their great swords. One of them misses terribly, and the other hits clean.
No, but do it better.
You give him bardic inspiration.
Try again, idiot.
The blade cleaves a portion of the black armor and cuts into the flesh, leaving a permanent soul wound across his chest. However, this awakens him. Realizing that their allies are pretty heavily preoccupied and likely not to be useful, these two Death Knights at the rear draw their necrotic orbs.
No.
Oh! Hurling them in such a way that they land directly on their Titan, but with enough of a splash to hit the three of you. Gaspar, Wusha, and how. Please roll me a dexterity saving throw.
Unkind.
And you're blessed.
Gaspar?
24.
25.
6.
Mm.
I rolled a 1 on my d4 and a 3 on my d20.
Good golly. Oh yeah, did you all only roll 1?
I only rolled 1.
29.
Also 29.
A 19 on the die this time for 24.
I like that. Okay, so Gaspar and Wusha are both going to be taking 35 of necrotic and fire. That's two separate halves.
Gaspar is going to invoke evasion and take zero damage.
I don't like that or you.
Wusha is going to spend a first level spell and cast Absorb Elements and take half of the fire damage.
That sounds good. Hal, on the other hand, is going to take from the first, which is a clean hit,
yep,
35 fire, 35 necrotic.
Yep, which I resist down to 17 necrotic, but all 35 of the fire.
Okay, and then your second attack is going to be 17 of each.
Okay, very good. And I resist the necrotic still, but not the fire. So I take 52 fire and 23 necrotic.
Excellent.
There we go.
I like that. I like that. I like that you did that.
For a total of 75, right? 52 and 23?
Yeah.
Okay. That was hard.
It is a little weird with the multiple damage sources.
Paladin math sucks.
Yeah.
How much did you take?
75.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that is the end of the Death Knight's turn.
Hey, that makes it my turn.
Hey.
In other news, ow. all right. At the beginning of Hal's turn, I am going to go ahead and click my clackety shoes together, activating the haste effect on my new boats.
Very good.
Yep. That's my bonus action to do. I will then, as an action, activate my celestial aspect. So as Hal clicks his shoes together, there is a blur that appears around his outline as he begins moving at a supernatural speed. Flaming bladed wings erupt from his back, and he rises into the air to strike at this devourer with my bonus attack action granted to me by the boots.
I like it.
The haste spell. Let us see if I hit the devourer. Does this thing seem hard to hit? Is it armored?
What's a shit kind of question is that?
Is it just hulking?
Does it look hard to hit?
It doesn't look very hard to hit. I'm not going to reckless attack, but I may regret this decision.
You know what they say for barbarians? Abra, always be reckless attacking.
Yeah, that's true. With patrimony, that's still a 28 to hit.
That definitely hits.
I forgot I add plus 12 because I'm level 20. All right, so that's one soul wound damage to it.
Good.
And everything else is irrelevant because it ignores the rest of the damage.
Absolutely.
Riders. Unless it's hurt by radiant.
It is not.
At the end of my turn, I take radiant damage, as does every ghoul within 10 feet of me.
They are all suddenly awakened from their compulsion, only to die immediately in the fire.
Radiant flames. Yes. Good. As they should be. The radiant flames do burn me a little bit, and the big guy is unfazed by it. And that's my bonus. That's two actions. I'm not going to move. Hal is done, which makes it the Lich.
Hey,
I didn't want to say that. I looked at the list and I went, oh no.
Everyone's worst friend. That's the stretch of a confident man over there. That's a confidence man.
The Lich reaches up to the sky. And as he does so, a ball of black fire begins to manifest. As it plummets towards Nelly and Yavos, you realize that the flames make up the faces of the screaming dead. Please roll me a dexterity saving throw to avoid a level 8 fireball.
Can I use a reaction?
You can.
Okay, so I am going to use an 8th level spell and a 2nd level spell to arcane alchemy the range of counterspell to a mile.
Okay.
And then I will attempt to counterspell the fireball with an 8th level counterspell.
Okay.
I feel like that's a good idea.
I feel like that's a good idea, too.
What do I got to do?
I use the same level spell as the fireball, so it should just counterspell it.
The souls scatter around you helplessly and then crawl back into the ground where they rest among the bone dust.
I like that.
Thank you.
And that's the end of the Lich's turn.
That's it for the Lich. It's the ghouls and then the devourers.
Excellent. Every one of the ghouls begins attacking the devourers. I'm not going to bother rolling, because even if they hit, they don't do soul damage, right. So it's completely useless.
That was more of a diversion tactic. In fact, I was crossing my fingers that the Death Knights could even hurt each other.
One of the ghouls, in an attempt to surround the devourer, steps directly in front of your arcane gate.
He's gate-blocking me.
You will have to kill him in order to get through, and because it's opaque and you can't see through it, you'll have to attack him from here.
Understood.
That's the end of the ghoul's turn.
That makes it the devourers.
Good job, boys.
And since that devourer was attacked by 5 targets, he is going to go ahead and take his special little turn. He is going to occupying his ally's space, which he is allowed to do, walk through the dimension door to arrive with Yavos and Nelly. The pile of undead flesh crawls through the dimension door towards Yavos and uses his ability, Soul Rend.
Don't like that.
I don't have to roll shit.
Like that less.
Wait a minute.
I would like both of you to roll me a DC 18 Constitution save.
You sure it's not wisdom?
I'm actually pretty sure it's not wisdom.
Shucks. Okay, that is a 23.
Hell yeah, grip it and rip it.
24.
Yeah, father-daughter saving above DC 20.
You both take 22 necrotic damage.
I take 11.
Hey.
Thank you, pleated sheet. I had a feeling this would deal necrotic damage at some point.
And that makes it the end of that devourer's turn. This one, on the other hand, is going to use his sweep ability.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going to tidy up.
He reaches into the back of his neck, pulling free a spine and dragging it across the ground in front of him, striking Hal, the ghoul, and Gaspar. It's a 2 on Hal.
All right.
That's a 2 on Gaspar.
All right.
And that's an 11 on the ghoul. So, he sweeps across the ground, dealing an attack against all parties in front of him, and unfortunately succeeds in hitting only his ally, which is immediately obliterated as the jagged spinal column tears him asunder.
I do kind of picture a slight jump rope scenario.
My athletics is pretty good.
He will, however, use his bonus action to consume the soul of the creature that currently inhabits him. He deals 12 damage, soul damage, and recovers 1 soul wound.
Ah,
oh, what a turd.
Just lucky the first time he did it, he didn't have any soul wounds. Mm-hmm. All right. That ends the devourer's turn,
which ends the round and brings us back to the top with a lair action followed by Penny.
Okay. Wusha.
What up?
Please roll me a constitution saving throw as thousands upon thousands of ghostly hands reach up from the ground and begin to attempt to drag you beneath.
Fun fact, too many hands.
Oh, they're touching my nethers.
Oh, no. Whoa. Garbage. That's a 13 sound, baby boy.
Not enough, my man.
Well, fuck me.
I'm not going to roll 15d6 necrotic damage. Ow. I'm just going to go ahead and deal you the flat 52.
Fair.
I just don't see that working out for anybody.
No.
As the flesh of you is pulled away, you realize no damage is done to your body. Instead, the chunks that they are pulling free and sticking into their gnashing mouths are actually pieces of your soul.
Oh! What? Do those count as soul wounds?
They do not.
Oh, fucking thank Christ. Shit.
That would be savage.
Yeah.
I am bloodied. I only have 95 HP left.
Mm-hmm. That's the lair action. That brings us to Penny with Gaspar on deck.
Spectral dragon wings begin to form around Nelly, and as they raise aloft into the sky, instead of remaining spectral, they become material. And the form of Nelly Isadora begins to shift as she transforms into the Sunstone Dragon.
Mm.
I cast Draconic Transformation with a 7th level spell slot.
Hell yeah! You've become your true form, Pendragon.
Oh my god. Can you not?
In this draconic form, she has a fly speed of 60 feet. She has blind sight, and she has a breath weapon. Using my fly speed, I'm going to charge the devourer, currently pincered between Halifon and Gaspar. That might be generous.
I mean, you can pincer a bus, but it doesn't really count.
Yeah. And as Nelly charges in dragon form, she stabs him with the quill staff.
Roll that beautiful bean footage. Dude, dragon with a fucking quill spear is just awesome.
It's like a bobby pin at this point, but still, that's the job done.
Dirty 20.
Love that. That's a hit.
3 points piercing, 1 point psychic.
And then the only one that matters.
Some amount of soul damage. I forgot.
He is back up to 4 soul damage total.
Okay, let's see. The spell was my bonus action. That was my standard action.
Bless is gone, right?
Yes. This transformation spell takes my concentration.
Mm.
We are blessed.
I'm done.
All right. That makes it option for legendary.
We're going to hold off on that.
Okay. Holding the legendary makes it Gaspar with Iavos on deck.
Gaspar is going to draw Rationality as a curved sickle sword and reduce the size of Poise into a more close quarter stabbing option. I'm going to dual wield the books, now watermarked with the skeptic's symbol.
The finest in close quarters stabbing implements.
At which point I'm going to charge through the belly of this thing. I'm going to go straight for the belly button. Innie or outie?
It's an innie.
For now.
That is going to be 27 to hit.
That is?
For one soul damage.
Excellent.
And that is going to be a natural 20. With rationality for one soul damage.
The last one was enough. This is just extra.
Oh, I see.
Gaspar's always been a bit extra.
So, first, the blade finds its way into the flesh. At which point, Gaspar is going to turn incorporeal, enter through. I'm guessing there's some soul cage in the stomach. That's why my soul just can't escape.
And it does not resist you.
It doesn't
resist me. Because it's all designed to let things in and nothing out.
Yes. But once I find the other half of my soul, I hold it precious and close and dear to me.
Like a foot-long sandwich.
And then I'm going to bust out a sweet corkscrew with my curved blade and come out of this thing like a tornado.
I love it.
Rearrange the organs, come out in a swirl of viscera.
You're going to rip out the butt like a foot-long sandwich. Yeah.
Covered in blood.
It's a gornado, if you will.
And then I will turn incorporeal to just let all the icky bits drop off of me and then return back to corporeal.
Oh, self-cleaning.
There you go. By cradling your soul and turning incorporeal, the two of you reconnect. And you can feel the damage, the harm, and the horror that Crom suffered. But you're all right. You do not take that soul wound damage from him.
Cool.
But keep it marked.
Now, I do have an offhand attack, since you said the first one did it in.
Yes.
Do I get to keep that second one, though?
I would say absolutely.
Hell yeah.
You will have to re-roll it, though.
Okay. He's asking me to roll another 20. Come on. That's a 20 total. Almost so got close. You.
He almost got me. That just hits a death knight. Whoa.
I was like, wait, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I was in doubt, too. I was like, wait a second.
Exactly on. Oh, no. So I actually forgot that these guys have turn resistance and they would have gotten a roll against it. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let the one that wasn't attacked roll to see if he recovers from his turn.
Let the dice decide.
That is a 19 on the die.
Plus.
He is. does it need more than 19? Okay. All right. All right. Wisdom?
Yes.
Yes. Plus 9.
That's plenty. Okay. There's a chance they had a dog shit wisdom and I might have sneaked by with my 21.
Admitted. So he is cognizant enough to use his ability, parry. He's going to add 6 to his AC, preventing the attack.
Brutal.
Fair enough. Good stuff. Good move.
Very good.
He shakes off the fear, turns and swipes your sword away, and then levels his at you.
We're the opponent. Mm-hmm. I shouldn't have cleaned myself before attacking him. That telegraphed everything.
Oh, it ate up precious nanoseconds.
Major misplay.
That makes it a legendary action. We're going to save that.
Oh, no.
Oh.
I don't like that at all. After that, then, that makes it Iavos with Wusha on deck.
So Iavos is going to use his move action to duck down under the arcane gate and stand up. Going back through it to this side, never leaving the threat range of this creature. And as a free action, I release concentration on Arcane Gate.
Okay.
It is no longer a gating. I'm now surrounded by 4 ghouls instead of 1 giant belly boy. But there's also 2 death knights just fart downwind of me. So,
ah, queen's fart.
The queen's fart, as they say.
And they do say it a lot.
Don't queens gamble on a queen's fart?
God damn it.
For my bonus action to get it out of the way, I'm going to slide the plowshare towards the Death Knight and use an attack against it.
I like that.
No more blaze. That is a 23.
Help me out. Is that a melee attack?
Yes. Can be parried.
Then he is going to parry it.
Cool.
He seems to stop the incredible force of the enchanted plowshare with his own blade and drive it away.
I don't like it, but I respect it. With the wand of the Warcaster in one hand, I reach down and pull the Rapier of Wit off my belt with the other hand, and I point it at the Lich.
Mm.
Using its innate ability to manifest a spell that I don't have on my list, I'm going to roll an Arcana check. I rolled a natural 20.
Ooh.
And from the tip of the Rapier of Wit comes the spell Disintegrate, which unmakes Globe of Invulnerability.
That's so excellent. Fucking cool.
Excellent.
I didn't know it could do that.
The one spell that cancels out, and I wouldn't know that, but I've been studying Arcana for 300 years now.
I almost can figure it out. You know what a lich can do, and you know this shit.
Also, I have that spell myself.
Yeah, that's absolutely fair.
And then using 3 points of glory, I'm going to cast another spell.
Okay.
A 7th level spell at the lich.
Okay.
Using one more 2nd level spell for Arcane Alchemy, I increase the range to a mile so I can hit him. And I'm going to cast Touch of the Third.
Mm-hmm.
And using a spell trick, I turn it from necrotic into radiant damage.
Oh, vile.
The third finger raises.
As you raise your hand to cast Touch of the Third, he raises his, and your hand begins to decay.
Yeah.
He counterspells.
Decay? I don't like it, but take that 7th level spell slot. You're mine now.
Perhaps I was wrong. You are no master of death.
I've been separate from my plurality for some time. Obviously, dreams of my other iterations were destined to fade over the eons. But...
What is it, Paige?
Lately, when I sleep, I... You know, the way your mind feels in a dream? That pseudo-consciousness? That unmistakable sense of presence?
Sure.
Lately, I've been having dreams of nothing.
Not every rest needs a dream.
You don't understand. I am dreaming of nothing. As though my mind is in that bliss of sleep. But the dream is simply darkness. Nothing to see. Nothing to feel. Nothing to do but wait.
Perhaps your mind is manifesting your anxieties.
Or perhaps my iterations have already fallen. Autumn leaves breaking away until nothing is left but eternal dormancy. What if I'm not the last to fall? What if I am next? I can't tell which is more terrifying.
Who cares?
I'm sorry.
What does it matter? You chose singularity for a reason. To uncouple yourself with the fate of your higher form. To take action and have those actions truly be your own. I'm no planar arcanist, but I do know that you are no longer bound to their fate. And more importantly, I know that fate, set in stone, can be shattered. And in that bedrock, we explore a new truth we never thought possible. I know that we're not going to give in. We're not going to give up. And in the end, should it ever come, there's no one I'd rather have by my side.
Nor I, my friend. Nor I.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch. And organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content.
And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Irinath, nice tunic.
Thank you. It was made by the humans. They have a keen eye for fabrics. Whoops. Drop my silver piece. Damn you, humans!
Has this happened to you? Don't get mad. Just come down to PC Cooper's Big and Strong store. We have all your favorite fashions in sizes up to 12XL and 60 inseam pants. You've got a 20 strength and you're 6'9". Takes more than a few yards of fabric to cover your mass. Huge hoodies for half-orcs. Fashionable flannels for furbolgs. Grand garments for goliaths. And muumuus for minotaurs. Get your newest wardrobe at PC Cooper's Big and Strong store. Just because you're medium size doesn't mean you're size medium.
Hey, all you cuties. It's 5 a.m. Do you know where your podcasters are? We just got done with a huge weekend. Not only did we all enjoy the magical festivities of Zach and Bree's wonderful wedding, including a bunch of fans of the show from all over the place, the live show of Rose City Comic Con, but also the after party of Rose City and the cleanup thereafter. Our hearts are all full, but we're all very tired. As always, it's amazing to get to meet so many incredible people who follow our work, and even see some kick-ass LUQ cosplay. It's easy to show this kind of love from a distance if you can't make it out for special events. Just check out our Patreon for all the rewards waiting for you there. Our current legendary mid-roll teams are the Twilight Concord, the Forgotten Legacy, the Ceaseless Horde, and this week's featured team, the Titans Rise, with Christopher Mashburn, Dylan Hoyt, aka Meat Dad, John Reinhardt, and Lizaris. To get a personal message read on the show or for possible advertising opportunities, reach out to admin@slap-studios.com. Follow our YouTube channel to see all the live streams Monday night and new episodes hosted by Dana. We're so close to recording the end of season 2. And if you think you're on the edge of your seat, you can't imagine how us players feel. It's going to be wild, emotional, and so exciting. I can't wait. But that's enough out of me. Let's get you back to the battle axis.
Are you a warlock like so many who's sick and tired of the box standard packs your magical training comes with? Why commit yourself to a patron of unfathomable power if they're too cheap to come up with a few new packs? Well, now there's Dr. Wharton Lockmore's Ultimate Pact Pack. No more of those boring everyday weenie packs. You get a whole bunch of awesome and weird options to choose from, including favorites like Pact of the Roundhouse Kick, Pact of Extra Blood, Pact of Frosted Tips, Pact of the Gun, Pact of Spicy Chips, Pact of Waking Up Early, The Snack Pact, Pact of Grandma's Purse Money, Pact of Rollerblading, Pact of the Footlong Bubblegum, Pact of Corporate Theft, Pact of Real Estate Portfolios, Pact of Vampire Stickers, Pact of the Warm Potato, Pact of Two Guns, Pact of Collectible Plates, Pact of Needle Points, Pact of Combination Shampoo and Conditioner, and Pact of the Angry Dead. Leave your generic normie packs in the dust and run headfirst into Dr. Wharton Lockmore's Ultimate Pact Pack. You only get two spell slots. Make them count.
You will be made to serve. In time, you will understand.
I think you get to finish your turn, unless you have nothing else.
Move action, bonus action, spell. I did more than I should be able to.
That makes it a legendary if he wants to rebuttal.
He is going to elect not to use a legendary action.
I don't like it. Oh, that makes it Wuxia's turn, though.
Seizing an opportunity, Wuxia runs up the path as quickly as he can. With a single admonishment, Wuxia is going to point a finger at the lich and say, "Uncool!" and cast Hunter's Mark. Cocking his arm back, he's going to throw Storm Tusk at the lich twice. Since I'm a little too far away, I have disadvantage. However, I rolled a pair of 15, so that's a 27 with my first attack.
Very nice. I like that. One of the Death Knights is going to use the reaction to interpose and take the hit instead, suffering one soul wound.
All right. Stop doing that! Yanking the spear back, I'm going to throw it again. Oh, that's not as good. That's a 16.
That is not going to hit.
Ah, crap.
The Death Knight steps between his liege and your Storm Tusk and simply takes the wound. The other, he simply knocks out of the air.
Weren't meant for you. Go back. My turn's over.
Another opportunity for a legendary action from the Lich.
He's not going to take one.
That makes it the Death Knights. All four.
Cool. The two that guard their king approach Wuxia and Gaspar, respectively.
Oh, shit.
Two Death Knights attack Wuxia. Two Death Knights attack Gaspar. Wuxia, does a 30 hit?
Yes, it does.
Does a 16?
No, it does not.
Gaspar.
Because of Ghost Walk, they have disadvantage to hit me.
Ooh. Do they? Zesty. Does a 17 hit?
It does not.
Does a critical failure hit?
Wow.
Themselves?
It does.
Woo!
So, Wuxia.
What up?
The first of the long, dark blades slams into your chest, cutting a chunk into your armor, slicing open your flesh, and leaving you horribly, horribly wounded. He's going to deal you 29 damage with that strike.
I am going to uncanny dodge so hard you'd think I'm an X-Men.
It's very bad. Thank you.
That's why you asked me to be on the show.
It was for that line.
Yeah.
It's done now.
Now get out.
Sounds good to me. Here's the only problem. They all have multi-attack times 3.
That's fine.
So, attack number 2 is a 23.
23 would meet my AC, so that would hit.
And then the next one is a 14.
That's a miss.
The next two are a 22 and a 26.
22 misses, 26 hit.
Okay, cool. So that is 2 more hits.
Gross.
That is another 24 damage.
Ow.
That is another 29 damage.
Ow.
And then the next one, that's 34 damage.
Ow. I have 18 hit points left.
Don't tell the DM.
Gaspar, we got another 2 coming at you. That was a 20.
A 20 will hit.
And another critical failure.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So, in tandem, they seem to strike at you. At first, you feel like you're going to fall as horribly as Wuxia did, but you manage to dodge, slip, and move, even redirecting one blade into one of the allies. And that manages to take him out of that particular round of attacks. The other one, however, does get one good strike on you before he manages to overstep, giving you an opportunity to disarm him. Please roll an attack roll.
It's a natural 1.
Oh!
But I'm going to use Stroke of Luck to just to make that into a hit instead.
Now, I don't know about y'all, but I'd say that Stroke of Luck shouldn't be able to completely undo a critical failure. But I will say it just turns it into a normal failure instead of, you know, what I was going to do, which is it turned his failure into a hit.
I will presently accept your terms, but you'll hear from my lawyers.
Degrees of success.
Objection! Rules as written!
If only there were a game like Dungeons & Dragons that had that as a mechanic.
Oh boy, if only I wanted to pay attention to that many rules. So, that is the end of the onslaught, but you do manage to take one hit. You take 38 damage.
I shall take 19.
4 of those were 7s.
Oh, yipes.
After getting slammed with swords over and over again, Wuxia's going to look back to Iavos and say,
"Sweet Wuxia's missing tender and vital bits!"
So I did forget one little detail.
Oh, no.
They each do 1d6 soul wounds.
Fuck off.
Wushaw, how many hits was that for? Three.
Three.
You take 5 soul wounds on a fucking 3d6 roll.
I'll for the second it. Time today.
Fuckers.
And Gaspar takes 1.
Wow.
Woo.
These death knights, huh?
Really living up to their name. Also, I believe that's the first soul damage I've taken.
Good to know.
If that concludes the death knights...
The Lich is going to elect not to take a legendary action.
Okay, that makes it my turn. As Gaspar corkscrews out of the devourer in front of him in a spray of viscera, Hal, in his accelerated rate, will launch himself skyward, land next to Wushaw and all of the Death Knights.
Do you want to land between the three Death Knights or next to Wushaw?
Next to Wushaw, out of range of all the Death Knights. Hal will place a hand on Wushaw's chest, and there is a light which flows from the eye on his chest down his arm and into Wushaw, restoring 70 hit points with Lay on Hands.
Ooh.
Thank you.
And then Hal says, I told you I was going to protect you.
Yeah.
Thanks, Hal.
Then I will immediately leave Wushaw to his fate to go fight the Lich. I'd like to move directly base to base with him. And using my extra attack from Haste, I would like to make a strike at the Lich.
I like it.
Recklessly.
God, smack my lich up.
No.
Turn the fish up, smack the lich up. With advantage against a lich. There's not a natural 20 in there, but there is a 28.
That will hit.
Great. I'd like to use my other 4th level spell slot to Divine Smite.
Excellent. Lay it down.
This strike will be dealing a total of 3d4 plus 7d8 plus 1d6. Plus 8. As Hal closes distance with the Lich, he brings Patrimony up and it glows with radiant energy as he brings it down on this thing. I deal a total of 71 points of damage, the majority of which is radiant, against this creature. And then as my turn ends and my aura flares, he and I both take an additional 10 points of radiant as he burns away in the light of my holy rage.
I like it. He's wow. taken 81 total.
Get him.
There are a few things more satisfying than watching a paladin fight a lich.
Yeah. That ends my turn and makes it his.
On his turn, as a legendary action, he is going to use Undead Secret.
Uh-oh.
And he is going to cast a level 5th or lower spell.
Uh-oh.
Don't worry. Nothing too bad. He's just going to use Thunderstep.
Mm.
Oh,
what a dickhole.
You turd.
Just make me a constitution saving throw?
Gladly.
What a fucking dickhole.
You have advantage because of Ahona.
Does a 16 pass?
It does not pass a lich's saving throw.
Yeah.
Shockingly.
Believe it or not, even with all of my bonuses, I still rolled shit.
Because he's casting it at 5th level, he's going to deal 5d10. It's only 25.
I don't suppose it's bludgeoning thunder damage, right?
Nope, just thunder damage.
Okay, yeah, all right. You said 25?
Correct.
How's it? Hal is now bloodied.
And that makes it the Lich's turn.
And that makes it his actual turn, yeah.
Rude. He gestures to the Devourer, who bows his head as he crawls into the river, destroying him. His flesh is consumed in black fire, which emanates an overwhelming fog. He is using a modified cloud kill. There is now a fog wall, 120 feet high, that is pushing 10 feet forward every turn.
Oh no!
I don't like this.
It will begin at the edge of the river and will push in.
Terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
That's super scary.
That ends his turn.
At the end of the Lich's turn, it's the ghouls who are still turned.
Hey! They all immediately run away from Yavos, 3 of which provoke an attack of opportunity.
I'm not going to hit him just because that means they'll stop running.
Just this old man punches him in the dick.
I mean, I do have a horribly magical spell sword in my hand,
right,
but I don't
right.
need to take advantage of that. I'd rather they just GT the FO.
Into
maybe,
the cloud kill
maybe,
and die.
Yeah, into the river. Aww, they're friends.
They hold hands and skip.
Fuck this.
Bye-bye.
No liches is worth this.
He only used one legendary action so far, right?
Yes.
After the ghouls, he's got an opportunity to use his next one.
That used all 3.
Oh, okay, cool. All right, then he's out.
Casting a fifth level spell. I'm like, yeah, that's going to be in all three.
All right, he's out of legendary actions. It would be the Devourers, but that one just walked into the water Godzilla style and is now gone.
Yep.
Which brings us back to the top and the lair action.
From the cloud manifest hands. The same hands that tore at Wuxia. Yavos, please roll me a constitution saving throw.
Man, it's not my worst save, but still. Oh, I don't have Bless anymore. Put that D4 down.
Oh my God.
Uh-oh.
That's a natural one on the die, my friend.
I was going to be like, it's fine. I've got Bardic Inspiration.
52 necrotic damage.
Oh, barf.
Excuse me?
52 necrotic damage.
Wait.
Barf.
Pleated sheet.
Yeah. Hey.
26.
It still wouldn't have killed me, but it's close enough to be terrifying. So dead is in fact 26. Oh, God.
The maddened wraiths within the fog cloud reach out with desperate hands, overcome with need to consume you.
But don't. Stop.
All right. If that's the end of the lair action,
it's
a Nelly turn. Draconelly.
A freckled dragon with scales like sunstones paces the bank of the River of Death, staring daggers at this fucking lich.
Like a cat looking at a squirrel through the window.
You say that he's the Scion of Death, and then you say that he isn't. Well, haven't you heard? We can be more than one thing now. She breathes deep and then exhales a 60-foot cone of sunlight and glitter.
The worst part is he can't get that off.
It's that like micro glitter shit.
Making your saving throw does not protect you from loose glitter. He is going to need to make a dexterity saving throw.
Not one of his saving throws, just so you know. And he rolled a 7 plus 3 for 10. He's going to go ahead and use a legendary resistance.
That makes him automatically succeed a saving throw?
It does.
So on a failed save, it normally does half. Is that true here?
Correct.
Cool. I rolled really good.
Yeah.
Before halving, that's 36 force damage. So that's going to be 18 force damage.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Does that end, Penny?
No, that was just my bonus action. Counting on her fingers, Nelly thinks through all of her catalog of spells before shrugging and landing on the obvious one. Instead of trying some fancy single target spell that he's going to resist and do all sorts of shit with, I'm just going to drop an 8th level fireball. It's not going to do all its damage, I'm sure, but it's going to do some of it.
That's absolutely fair.
That is a dexterity saving throw.
Let's see if he can pull it off. That's a 3 plus 3. He's going to burn a legendary save.
I'd recommend it. This is going to hurt.
You know, I'm going to go ahead and counterspell. I can't have you drop on a fireball on him.
What level is your counterspell?
You said 8th level?
Yeah.
I'm going to start by using a 6th level slot for counterspell. What's the roll on that?
It's going to be a DC 18, your spellcasting bonus.
Oh, okay. He rolls a 5 on the die, which means he fails in his attempt to counterspell. Then I'm going to go ahead and legendary resist the damage.
Magic ward.
That is 40 fire damage before being halved to 20.
Okay.
So on the tail end of this breath weapon of sunlight and glitter, Nelly hawks a fireball from her throat, catching him for 20 fire damage.
Beautiful.
Nelly backs up 10 feet from the cloud kill and continues to pace like a cat in front of a screen.
Okay.
At the end of Nelly's turn, he has a legendary action if he wishes to take one.
You know, I wasn't going to do this, but because you pulled that shit, I think I got to do what I got to do.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
He is going to use his 3 legendary actions to use Disrupt Life on Yavos.
Me?
Oh!
What did I do?
No. She's not in range and she loves you.
Oh, man.
He can sense love.
Instead of dark vision.
What does this do?
Go ahead and roll me a DC 18 constitution saving throw.
Okay.
I believe in you.
All right.
You still have bardic inspiration.
Oh, I know.
Matty Ice.
9 plus 4.
It's
13.
That's not going to do it.
So I got to roll my bardic inspiration.
There you go.
It's a 5 or a 6.
Oh, boy.
It's a 3.
That is not going to do it.
Great.
If cool. It helps, you only take 44 necrotic damage.
Thank you for saying necrotic, because I have 41 hit points left.
Yeah.
But the sheets, my dude.
They're so pleated.
Jesus.
Taking 93 damage. You're looking pretty rough.
So brutal.
That'll make it Gaspar with Iavos on deck.
All right. Gaspar is locked in this undead duel. Really, the most I can do is try and chop one up, the one that's been hurt the most. So I'm going to use the healthy one as a shield, work around them in an attempt to slowly whittle away at the joints and weak points of the armor of this Death Knight.
I like it.
Nice. Yeah, these guys are still, there's still 12 greatsword attacks on this side of the board right
yeah.
now. So,
yeah.
Well, the Lich is a dick.
Yeah. Also, killing the Lich does not end this fight. You still have to kill the Death Knights.
Oh. Oh, good to know.
26 to its AC.
That's a hit.
26 to its AC.
Ooh, that is a hit.
Consistent.
Oh. This time, it's not.
And that is two instances of soul damage.
That takes out Death Knight 3.
Oh, okay. All right.
Love to see it.
DK3. Adios.
I can bonus action. No sneak attack. Move action. I can move around this thing 3 times.
Just run circles.
Just for thematic use, yeah, I'm going to use all my movement just to move around it. Got him.
Halfway through, change direction.
I could be anywhere. I'm just going to move. Okay, I'm going to move the opposite side of this cloud kill.
There you
that's
go.
That's fair. There
that's,
you go.
That's not a bad idea.
That is the end of my turn.
Sounds good to me.
Is he out of legendary actions? Mm-hmm. All right, we won't worry about those anymore. That jumps us straight to Iavos with Wusha on deck right after.
Okay, Iavos is going to carefully make his way along this kind of rickety bit of ground and bones to the best of his ability, not getting wet, as long as he can get to there.
It's a quarter move to get up the hills, by the way.
That's fine. I'm only moving a total of like 20. And fun fact, this spell doesn't heal me. So, Iavos looks through the cloud at the obscured form of the Lich and says,
"You tell me I'm some kind of champion of death, but I find more solace in sacrifice."
I take a vial out from a very deep pocket of my robes. It's been sitting in there for some time. A shimmering white liquid, the tear of a leviathan.
Oh.
I uncork it, I drink it down, and I cast a 7th level lacrimescence.
Ooh.
Me and Zag wrote this spell a hot minute ago.
It's nice seeing some of the shit we wrote come to use.
It's just nice to see a player remember magic loot that they got multiple episodes ago.
I mean, I wrote a spell based on it, so. The caster calls on the astral entities born at the dawn of time and sheds tears of compassion and divinity. Each creature of the caster's choosing, which in 30 feet, which is why I move there, I just touch Hal. Also, I can use a 2nd level spell slot to make it bigger if I counted wrong, can immediately spend 1 hit die to recover missing hit points, as though resting. This does not create the effects of a short or long rest. In order to be a vessel for the power, the caster must spend 1 of their daily hit die, gaining no recovery from its use. So I cast it at level 7, so I lose 6 hit die, but you can all roll 6 hit die plus your con mod to recover.
Vile, I love
it. Oh, we can roll 6.
Something that's only useful just after a long rest.
Yeah, earlier I was going to be like, we don't need to keep track of our hit die. So then I was like, wait a second. It's actually very important in this exact instant.
So who does that affect?
All of you. But me. I, in fact, kick a net negative. Running out of the high-level spell slots, too.
Mm. Yeah, me too.
Still sitting on a 9. I haven't had to dust off yet. For my bonus action, I am going to attack the weakest of these two Death Knights with the plowshare.
Sounds good.
Well, it's not a great roll. 17 does not hit, I don't think.
Not going to do it.
My attack bonus with my spells is really high now, but sometimes you roll a 3.
Does that do it for Iavos?
That is my... I moved a bit away from the fog cloud. I healed the party.
That was fucking awesome.
That was.
After Iavos is Wusha with the Death Knights on deck after him.
Seeing the difficult position he is in, Wusha is going to scramble on his back for one of the spears he took from the battlefields of Aetheltoa. Cocking it up over his shoulder, he's going to throw it up in the sky again as high as he can. and conjure lightning around it to split it into pieces and rain the shards down on the Lich, using my last 5th level spell slot to cast Conjure Volley.
Fair enough.
He's got to make me a DC 16 dexterity saving throw.
He's going to pass that?
That's fair. It's not very good. That's only going to be 20 damage, so 10 damage because he passed. You know what? Every little bit counts.
That is not quite enough.
I didn't think so.
However, filled with splinters, bleeding black blood, he snarls and seems heavily weakened.
Take that! Wusha is then going to call on his Firbolg ability to turn himself invisible until the start of his next turn, because being pounded by fucking Death Knights does not sound like another fun thing to do.
That's fair.
Well, gents, it's been a pleasure, but it really hasn't.
Does that end your turn?
Now my turn's over.
That makes it the 3 remaining Death Knights.
Gaspar is going to gesture with his 2 weapons. Obviously, 2 Death Knights is not enough. So All 3 can come and join the fun. I'm going to try and taunt them just a little bit.
The Death Knight by Gaspar attacks him.
Yeah.
That is a disadvantage. Okay, so the first was a 26, the second was a 19. Does a 19 hit you?
19's going to hit.
Okay. The second is a 21 or a natural 1. Well, the third isn't going to go through, so he's just going to hit you the once.
Yes.
That is going to be 22 plus 2 soul damage. I can't roll fucking shit for soul damage.
God damn.
I mean, it's a D6. It's a small margin.
Once again, I'll invoke Uncanny Dodge to have that.
That's fair.
I wonder where these two are going.
Well, Hal's right there, too. They could attack Hal.
The other two, going to use the bonus action that all of these things have to share sight with the Lich, who has true sight.
That's fair. Wusha's kind of like huddled up a little bit.
They'll never find out. You remember at the beginning, I was like, and they can all help each other.
Yeah. That tracks.
The first one, does 19 hit?
19 is my AC. That'll hit.
The first one hits once.
Gross.
The second one hits all 3.
My AC does become 23 after the first attack.
Okay. The second one only hits once.
Okay, cool.
Dog water. Absolute bupkis. You take 19 and then 6 soul damage.
Okay. I'm going to uncanny dodge that one.
Okay.
Take 9 and you don't cut the soul damage in half, right?
No.
Okay, cool.
And then the second one does also dog water. Total piss stain. 18. Plus 3 soul damage.
Excellent.
You disappear, confident in your own safety, and then the two of them just immediately begin wailing on you with their swords.
Oh, fuck!
Unfortunately, they can only do that once.
I mean, it's something.
Yeah.
Once is all you need.
Once is all you need with true sight. That is the end of their turn.
All right. Without legendary actions, that jumps us straight to Hal. After the thunderclap goes off and the fog cloud appears, Hal is going to stand there, damaged. Iavis' spell restoring his hit points as his wounds start mending themselves back together. Hal is just going to slowly turn, lock eyes at the Lich on the other side of the fog cloud and say, "You've been waiting for death? Let me introduce you." And I bolt across the battlefield using my hasted fly speed directly through the cloud kill, which I will have to roll a save to go through, I'm pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
And land in front of the Lich. Let me roll my con save to see how much damage it does to me.
Yeah. It's a chance to just hit it and instantly die.
I don't think it can do enough to instantly kill me, but I could be wrong.
I really wanted to do that, but I was afraid I would just turn into not a dragon.
Yeah, you have a con save to pass.
Yeah.
Or a concentration check to pass. That is, despite my bonuses, only an 18.
That is not going to do it. That's a 20.
Okay. I didn't think so. I was like, he's probably a 19 or a 20. So roll your full cloud kill damage against me.
Okay.
Which is what kind of damage?
Poison.
That's what I thought. Yeah. Which I don't resist.
That is 61 damage.
All right. Hoodies. 61. Ow.
It's an asshole of a cloud.
That's toxic, dude.
That puts me at 124 that I've taken. So I'm back under half. And then I'd like to make all my attacks against him. Well, I take the attack action and I make 2 attacks.
Sounds good.
Recklessly. 28 to hit.
That will hit.
Third level Divine Smite.
Mm-hmm.
69 points of damage on the first strike.
Excellent.
That's the weed number.
That is enough to kill the Lich.
Nice.
It is also enough to to activate Destiny Bond.
Mm.
Uh-oh.
I would like you to go ahead and roll me a constitution saving throw.
All right. I will attempt it.
Uh-oh, Pokemon rules.
Exactly.
Isn't Destiny Bond the name of the ability in Pokemon? Okay, all right.
I'm not even going to pretend.
My God.
Two twos?
You rang.
A two and a three.
Oh, barf.
Jeez. I have rolled less than five on, I think, every con save I have made today.
Hot barf.
So I fail.
You're reduced to zero HP.
I am reduced to zero HP.
Unstable. Ooh.
Good to know.
Ooh.
Arclich Wobbuffet over here.
All right.
If you succeeded,
yeah,
then you take half your maximum health and damage.
Okay. All right.
Wow. And here's the thing. Just so you know,
yeah,
it only works if you hit it with a melee attack to kill it.
Sure.
If a spell hit it, it would have been fine.
All right. Hey, you know what? I accomplished what I set out to do.
Absolutely.
Which was
absolutely
introduce him to death. So, all right. That'll end my turn with me being unconscious.
The Lich falls.
Yes. I don't make a death save this turn because that happens at the start of my turn. Mm-hmm. Right? Okay. That's Hal, and that makes it, if the Lich is out, the ghouls continue to run.
They leave screen and are never seen again.
The devourers are all dead.
Some say they're still running.
A lair action if there still is one.
There isn't, because the Lich is no longer there to exact it.
All right. Top of the round, then, we have Nelly Isadora.
Top of the round to you.
Top of the round to you.
Holy shit.
Yeah, what a round.
You literally killed him to death.
Yeah.
I am going to twin another sixth level heal. Halifon, your wounds begin to stitch themselves closed. And as you become conscious, you don't know what's causing it until you realize, because it smells like baked goods, it's probably Nelly.
50-50, honestly.
What kind of baked goods?
Cinnamon rolls, yeah. Mostly.
Cinnamon bandage roll.
I knew it in my heart.
Iavos and Halifon, you each regain 70 hit points.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh my God, thank you so much.
You're right on death's dork.
I'm going to continue moving away from the encroaching cloud of poison and unable to do anything more useful with my bonus action. I will give Bardic Inspiration to Iavos.
Thank you, my dear.
Oh no. After Nelly, it is Gaspar with Iavos on deck.
What were you upset about?
I realized getting knocked unconscious knocks my Asimar ability off. I can't fly anymore. And I'm on the other side of a river.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
We got you.
Just snuffed like
well,
a candle.
Well, you are on the right side of the poison cloud.
That's true. Gaspar, you're up.
I'm going to dodge underneath this thing's longsword, grab onto its cape, and swing around it. All the while, sticking my sickle wherever it'll fit.
Absolutely fair.
The old sickle.
That is a 25 to hit.
That will not do it, because he's going to use parry.
But I'm inspired.
What'd you get?
Increases it by 4.
Ooh, that does do it.
I'm swinging. That's one soul damage. Another attack. This time it's a 28 to hit.
That does hit.
For an offhanded soul damage.
There you go.
Two to the boy.
He is still standing.
What a dick.
After Gaspar's Iavos.
All right.
Woosh on deck.
Iavos is on a very bad side of the cloud of doomy badness. But these Death Knights are now the very, very immediate threat. So he's going to begin his turn by wailing on this one from behind with the plowshare. Hoping he rolls better than last time.
Wail away.
That is a 23.
That's with your spiritual weapon?
That's my spiritual weapon.
He's going to go ahead and parry that.
Yeah, I thought he might. Then, being very much out of options as to things I can do that would harm anything on the battlefield right now. Actually, I'm going to move on this side if I can. Kind of moving uphill a little bit. I will take into account the speed distance.
Just so you know, the cloud kill will hit you next turn if you stand there.
Can I move another 5 feet?
Absolutely. Then it'll just be gently kissing your cheeks.
Cool. Which ones? Iavos is going to use the Rapier of Wit in his hand to try to smack one of the Death Knights. The same one that parried his sword, so.
I like it.
He might get a hit off this turn. And I get to use my spellcasting attack for my rapier, because it's cool. That is a 25.
Unfortunately, that, oh wait, you can only use parry once.
Mm-hmm. It is a reaction.
So.
One soul wound to the guy boy.
All remaining dudes have taken at least one soul damage.
Sick.
Nice. Unless you were attacking the one that had already been hit.
I had to do it on the one that parried me or I wouldn't have been able to hit him.
Bingo.
Would it have been two wasted parries?
Good to know.
Is that an Diavos?
That is all I can do.
That one ended, but the cloud will.
Mm-hmm. All right. Wusha with the Death Knights on deck.
Wusha becomes visible again. Standing up.
What happened when they just stabbed you?
No, it just, it ends. Yep, it ends when I start my turn. I'm phoned out.
Suddenly he's visible in a pool of now visible blood.
You literally just like cosplayed an entire scene from Lord of the Rings. Yes. Wraith stabbing an invisible Frodo.
Oh!
Except the Frodo is huge.
Two and a halfling.
I'm the whole Elijah tree.
Fuck you.
Wusha is going to turn to the more injured and damaged of the two Death Knights and set his spears toward them.
I believe they are both affected the same so far.
Well,
this one's out of parries for the turn.
So. He is.
Hey, look at old Perry Como over there and start fucking going at him.
Go for it.
That is a 20 total versus his AC with the first.
That is a hit.
Hey, look at that. That's one soul damage.
Hey.
And a 24 with the second.
And that is a hit.
Hey, look at that. One more soul damage.
And that is enough to take him out.
Ha-ha!
Thank the maker. Well,
that's good.
Then I am going to spend some glory to make an extra attack.
Hey!
And turn to the one between me and Iavos and stab him as well. My shit is shot, but I don't think 23 is going to be enough.
That absolutely would be enough if he didn't have a parry on hand.
That motherfucker.
He fishes around in his pockets and pulls out a parry and then just uses it.
Wusha carefully backs up 5 feet and then ends his turn.
That is the Death Knights, the remaining two.
Beautiful! Then one me. Of them sees an opportunity to kill Iavos.
That is a very realistic goal.
In death, you will understand.
Not the best roll I've ever rolled. Does a 15 hit your AC?
You know what? Fuck you. I cast shield.
Wizard parry!
Oh, you like parrying things, you prick? It's a first level spell slot, you turd.
As you say that, he comes down with his second attack out of 22.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. No, that's fair. You got me.
And then a third. Okay. The first is 23 plus one soul damage. Holy shit. Of all the, I swear to God, it's like 80% ones here.
The only thing my con saves have been better than is your soul damage rolls.
Right?
Yeah.
And then the next one is 20. And then, four soul damage. There we go. Beat the average.
This is the first soul damage I've taken this fight.
Fair.
It's a good thing you got healed.
Are you sure that was a four? Yep. Not just a funny one?
I'm pretty sure it was a four.
Okay.
It was three ones put together into a funny shape.
Still a second Death Knight.
Oh, yes. There's a 21 hit.
Yeah, that does.
Okay. And then the second one is a 15. Not going to do it. Would have liked that natural 20. How's a 17 do you?
It does not hit.
Oh, boy. And last one.
Critical fail.
Okay, he got a two on that one.
Damn it.
Juicy. All right, one hit. Fucking Gaspar.
Plurals hate him.
an astonishing 13 damage on 5 dice.
But here's the 6 on the soul wounds. It's coming. I can smell it.
It's a 1, baby!
Uncannily take 7 instead.
These two expert swordsmen slash away at an old man and an even more expert swordsman.
Yeah. Sure, never trained against grandpas.
An old man and a ghost.
Hey, to be fair, they train against the lich, so they do train against grandpas.
It's fair.
It's kind of sad.
Deadly cosmic grandpas. All right. That's their turn. And let me tell you, Death Knights are scary until you realize they don't really have much if you take away their spellcasting.
Mm.
And that's what I just took away their spellcasting. That's all I did.
You kept the nuke.
Yeah. Of course I kept the nuke. Are you kidding me? Yeah. That was clutch.
The end of the Death Knights, it's Hal's turn. I'm going to spend half my movement to stand up. As I assume I went prone. I'm guessing haste goes off my boots when I get knocked unconscious.
I would say so.
Yeah. I would like to, I hate that this takes a whole action. I'd like to use my divine sense and see if this lich has its phylactery on it. And that's what's continuing to fuel this cloud kill spell after he's dead.
It's funny you should ask that. There are four phylacteries, one on each of the Death Knights.
Fuck.
That's why I said it doesn't matter. Like, if you kill the lich.
Got it. That's my action. That's half my move to stand up. Hal will call out to the rest of the party. His phylacteries are on the Death Knights. You're going to have to destroy them if we want to get rid of that cloud keel.
Working on it.
And I'm just going to move 10 feet back so that on the start of my next turn, I can get a running start to attempt to leap this river.
I love it.
You guys see Hal set his feet into a sprinter's stance to run, and that's the end of my turn. And at the end of my turn, that would be the Lich's turn, which means it is now, I've crossed out Lich and written Cloud Kill on the board for its initiative.
We're running out of map.
Yep.
Quickly to the sky!
That also, you said that's another Lich turn?
Yeah, that was the Lich's turn, yep.
That is 2 of 3.
Mm-mm.
Don't like that.
Don't like that at all.
Mm-mm.
At the end of that, we drop down and around back to the top of the initiative with... Neller.
Seeing that it's no longer serving her, Nelly's form reverts from a sunstone dragon into a young woman. And then I use my bonus action to use one of my new human abilities.
Human?
We get those?
Just two dragons in a trench coat.
I took Magic Initiate Druid for my variant human feat. I cast Shillelagh.
Okay.
And then I'm going to bonk this guy with the quillstaff.
I like it.
Yes.
It's what I can do.
Just whang him.
It works.
Fucking gas-powered stick. Let's go. Never runs out of gas.
Gas-powered stick!
Thank you, Law.
29 to hit.
That hits. And you deal your soul wound damage, killing Death Knight 1. One remains.
Look at me. I'm Gaspar.
After Nelly, it's Gaspar's turn with Iavos on deck. Sorry, I was looking up jump rules.
With a few quick shuffle steps, Gaspar is going to pop up from Iavos' shadow. And then I'm just going to stab this Death Knight in the back.
I can't think of any reason why you wouldn't.
Well, I honorably fought the other ones. Gotta put a little sneak on that.
A little snank on it.
It's a natural one.
Oh, no.
Oh, Jesus.
Turns out you were the stank the whole
time. Hey, why don't you use glory to reroll that?
I would.
Yeah. I'm glorious.
Fuck yeah.
Gonna say, you were the chosen one.
Okay, we switched that one to a 2.
Well, you know.
Upward momentum.
Upward momentum. That's fine.
Okay, okay.
Things were going really well.
But what about the offhand?
All right. That's a 4 now.
Oh, you're doubling every time.
Yeah.
In two more turns, you'll have like over 20.
It just doesn't feel right sneaking up on somebody and slitting their throat anymore. I don't know why. My conscience is getting in the way.
It just doesn't feel right sneaking up on somebody. I mean, I'm a rogue.
Anything else on Gaspar's?
I'm a changed ghost. I'm a friendly ghost now.
Just stab him in the front. He won't see it coming.
That's the end of my turn.
Iavos.
I cannot believe this happened.
Iavos and then whoosh.
So hearing Hal's plea, his battle command, and his tactical assignment of telling us where the phylactery bits are, Iavos is going to use his move action to identify where the phylactery is on the 4 Death Knights. He's literally standing in the middle of a Death Knight pile and attempt to see if he can isolate the location of them on each of them.
Fair enough. Go ahead and give me an Arcana roll.
I got these dream eyes, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Arcana of 25.
It takes the merest effort to reach out through the ether to see the exact location of all of them.
How do they present themselves?
Each and every one of them is a small golden seed.
I was going to use his last 6th level spell slot to cast Magic Missile, targeting 2 of them at each phylactery.
Hell yeah.
Beautiful. You do not need to roll damage. Each of the seeds shatters one by one under the force of your magical missiles. And as the one around the neck of the Death Knight shatters, he falls to his knees.
Why have you done this? You were to deliver us, to save this world from its suffering.
We don't choose when our suffering ends. And with that, The plowshare decapitates him.
The Dread Council lies dead. The gods of death have fallen. What then will be your fate?
Huh, it's only 6:50. Usually your foot hits my doorstep at 7 sharp.
Yeah, well...
Hey, no worries. Glenn Baldato 16 knee with a branch, yeah? Unless you're looking to shake it up today.
Sure. Whatever you think I might enjoy.
Yeah? All right, give me a second. I've been working on this herbal Sazerac. I think you're gonna like it.
Yeah.
Whoa, whoa! Hey, man! Is everything okay?
No. I don't think I can do this.
Do what? Hey, what's going on?
I can feel it. The darkness closing in.
Yeah? I mean, I get that. Some days you wake up and you just can't.
I thought I had found dry land. I had visions of an old home turned new in mind. And now I'm back on the deck of the ship, rebuilding it as the storm eats it alive. I devote myself to keeping up morale, even though the borrowed time we're living in is pitch black with the shadow of the reality we face. It's poisoning my ability to hope. And even in this marvelous age of magic and technology, there isn't a damn cure. I'm breaking my back. The weight on my shoulders bears me into the earth, and at any moment now, the last of my strength will be gone. But it's not being swallowed by the earth that frightens me. It's the idea of taking others with me.
What do you mean?
I am infected.
I've never had a tie so much in my life. Here's a fucking neckerchief that deals 60 damage if you fuck with it.
Yeah. Oh, man.
And to clarify, I was only using Cloud Kill as a template for this ability.
Totally.
It only does 5d8. And I was like, well, I'm just going to double that.
Yeah. Yeah, like you do.
You couldn't just look up Evil Lich River Fart.
Right. All right. Exactly. You know, I Googled it and I got nothing.
Ooh, don't Google that.
I got something.
All right. Let's get Max home.
Yeah, let's get Max home.
Let's take it home, champions.
Get Max home.
Yay!
That was a fucking crazy undead battle. That was a lot of fun.
That was great.
I'm not even going to worry about favorite moments. Combat usually is, you know, quickly, very quickly, favorite moment.
I liked having my soul chomped.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I was really excited to see that go through.
Yeah, you got me. Trapped.
Good mechanic.
The fact that you shit all over all of us, we all got like the fucking hell beaten out of us, but we still had like fun, cool, clutch, smart moves like right in time to make it dramatic and fun and hurt like hell.
My favorite was the Destiny Bond taking Hal out right after I took the Lich. That was great.
I felt so sick to my stomach when I actually said the words Destiny Bond, and I was like, yeah, but.
Yeah, nope, I was a big fan. That was great.
My real favorite moment was him not being able to hurt me, so going after Iavos. But I also really appreciated Angelo's callback to the Glenn Armistice fight when Gaspar couldn't roll shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what he was referencing?
Yeah, it was a long play.
Spiritual successor.
Real quick, raise your hand if you got below 10% hip dice.
Jesus.
Well, I got dropped to zero, so.
Well, obviously for you.
Yeah.
So, my favorite part was when we survived.
Hey!
I managed to stay topped up, but I healed myself.
Honestly, I like the fact that I really didn't have to fudge shit. Like, I just kept on keeping on, and this was... I honestly felt like this was way too hard a fight, and apparently it wasn't, because y'all just kept being like, you're 70 fucking hit points.
It was hard.
It doesn't matter that we can deal 70 damage. It was only one damage that it turned into.
That fight easily could have been, like, one or two bad rolls away from... starting all over if that Lich had got back up again.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, or we hadn't done damage, or a little bit more soul damage perhaps had happened.
So liches normally have 135 HP. I give this 150.
Yeah.
Just because I wanted a little extra.
Yeah.
And the rule was if he comes back from the phylactery, he takes over the body of one of the other knights.
Ah, okay.
And so you could kill each one of them in turn, or you could kill the knights first.
That's
and then
a cool
kill
mechanic.
It was literally like there were a lot of ways you could have handled this, and y'all just went about it the most spread out way possible.
Yeah.
that sounds like us.
Yeah.
And I honestly really tried to kill some of you. I was all right, Wusha, I'm going to hit you with everything.
Yeah. Bring it on.
That's the end of this episode. That's the end of this chapter. That is the end of Easy Town.
Oh.
What?
So. The next chapter is the last chapter. The next recording is the last recording. This is rapidly approaching the end of season 2, and I could not be more terrified of how that's going to play out. And I hope I don't fuck it up, and I hope you're going to be there for it. Thank you, Sam Hediger, the Ediger. Thank you, Bree Golden, for this amazing map.
Amazing
fucking
map.
Killer map.
And
so good.
Thank you all for listening. And until next time, we wish you luck.